As District Superintendent Peter Stiebelman stood at the podium in front of the board last Monday, he reflected on years of working with the board's two retiring members, Jan Meese and James Witt.
This is going to be very hard. We honor the long time service and the countless hours of sacrifice. And this is Jan Meese and Mr. James Witt. If you wouldn't mind rising with me and thanking Mr. Meese.
That moment marked the completion of Meese's 12th year and Witt's 10th year on the board. Both Meese and Witt said the goodbye was quite hard for them.
I choked up quite a lot. Plus, I worked closely with the administrators and the board and many, many of our principals and teachers, and it is like leaving a family.
It was never a burden for me. It was something that I was always eager to do and always eager to participate in, and been enjoyable work for 10 years. And something like that is difficult to walk away from.
The two exiting members greeted a handful of people and posed for photos as they walked out of the building. Afterward, incoming members Della Streety-Wilhoit and Blake Willoughby assumed their seats on the board. I spoke with Streety-Wilhoit about getting sworn in.
Oh, that was the beginning, I think, of understanding our responsibility and accountability to the school board, to the parents, the community as a whole.
Both Meese and Witt said new members have certain things to pick up on when they first get elected.
Oh, yes. It was a huge learning curve. The complexity of the organization is amazing, awesome.
You know, one of the first things that you have to do is understand all of the different terminologies and things like that that he used within the school system. You know, who is the CMNEA, who is the CMSTA, you know. You get tongue-tied with all of these different things, you know. And so once you learn the system, then you can start contributing.
Willoughby and Streety-Wilhoit were given a thick manual from the board with what Meese called everything you need to know as a CPS board member. The two each said they're taking a lot of advice.
So really it's about, as Jan Meese said, sit back and listen. And so it's really talking to the administration, seeing the inner workings of how those relationships work and how they function and do their jobs and administrate it.
Yeah, we got a lot of learning to do, but we're up for it. So, yeah, I don't think that the information is overwhelming. I think it is necessary.
And in terms of their priorities, Streety-Wilhoit and Willoughby both said they're sticking to much of what they promised to do during their campaigns.
I know I can communicate. I know I can build trust. And I know I can encourage students to participate in the sciences, technology, mathematics, and engineers.
So going into next year's budget, that's kind of going to be the conversations that I have about seeing where we can add mental health resources or specific job positions for social workers or mental health providers.
Willoughby also mentioned wanting to create a student board under the current school board, something he talked about during his campaign. The board's next meeting will take place May 13th at the Aslan Administration Building. For KBIA News, I'm Charlie Clark.